the wired network, you have to, if you wanted to access a signal, you have to get to the wire somehow. The wireless network is going over the, you know, radio frequency, just like we are talking now, you know, listening to your radio. And anyone with a receiver can receive it, and with proper equipment can intercept it.
And so can you, is it just to say wireless security, is that an oxymoron, or can you actually secure these things in a fundamentally secure, safe way?
You can, because primarily that's done through strong encryption. And that has been the primary technological means to secure the information as it's moving across the, you know, in the ether.
And we often talk about virtual private networks, VPNs, and things like that, that are some of the ways that you can do that, right?
That's right, yeah. Yes. And all of them rely fundamentally on underlying technology is encryption. Essentially,
and I was fascinated to in here you have you cite the one of the early reports that you did in this was more than 5 years ago, 2005, that you first started looking at the, you know, security of wireless platforms.
That's true. I mean, at the time it was probably not quite as prevalent, and I guess we should have updated earlier than that. But now is probably the good time to go back to it and look at it, because, you know, as you know, everybody is moving towards like cloud computing and, you know, smartphones and other devices that are working on the wireless and connecting to those services in the back end. So in that sense, this might not be that bad a time to focus on the agency's wireless network security.
Probably always a good time to remind. And you found that agencies actually since 2005 have made some progress, put in some policies in place. It's at least on their radar.
Yes, it's on their radar, and of course the policies, in some cases, it may not have really reflected the current state of technology. You know, like there's more strong encryption available today than in 2005 in the wireless routers and all that even our listening audience buys. And those requirements are not reflected in the policy. And, you know, as GAO, we always like to look at the policies first to make sure that it's required so that the agency will do the right thing.
Because if you don't have the policies in place, if people aren't at least thinking about this, then it's hard to get it right otherwise.
That's right.
Yeah. I want to walk through a couple of the recommendations, because there were a couple that I found really interesting. One was all agencies required a risk-based approach for management of wireless technologies. We always talk about risk-based and risk and the element of risk in security, but I'm not sure people always really understand what that means in terms of risk. How do you, when you're rolling out a wireless network, or if you have a wireless network, how do you have a risk-based assessment?
Okay, I think maybe the best way the audience would be able to understand is if you focused on what you're trying to protect, you know, it would be the information that's going across the wireless network. And if you focused on that, then if the information that is going over the network is something worth protecting, then what technologies you will deploy to protect it would be something that's risk-based. For instance, if you're going to just put up some wireless access points for people to go to the, you know, internet and not do anything significant, that would be a different situation from, for instance, if you're using in a, you know, Veterans Affairs hospital to maybe transmit patient data.
Right.
You know, that sort of situation would be the case where you'll see it's a higher risk and you'll do something different.
Financial records or something like that.
Yeah. So it's kind of based on what you're trying to protect, and that'll drive your, you know, solutions that you're trying to propose.
If this is a public-facing website and you're doing all that kind, or if you're looking up a GAO report, which is already on the web anyway,
you don't really
who cares?
Right.
One of the other ones was that many agencies use a decentralized structure for management of wireless, limiting the standardization that centralized management can provide. It seems like we go through this pendulum: centralized, decentralized. What I'm hearing from GAO is if you centralize these things, you can have a lot more control over the security of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Some of the centralized, decentralized argument applies to the broader IT environment, of course. But in this case, with all the, if you were to deploy multiple access points and all, it's much easier to manage and monitor them if you have a centralized management. I mean, like, I think Cisco and other companies have solutions up in that front. And those are also something new that's come on the market, I mean, recent times. And those are something that really enable agencies to take care of, you know, basically integrating their wireless network together with the wired network and looking at it as a whole and making sure everything is secure, essentially.
And one little, actually fairly remarkable stat in here was you found four agencies didn't require encryption on their remote access at all.
Yes, I think, I don't want to explain why it might be the case, but sounds like maybe they haven't really paid attention to the policies for a while and essentially let it kind of, you know, lapse. That would be probably my only way of thinking why they still had that, had it in that stage. And also there were two agencies where we found they required the older, you know, the less strong encryption in the older initial devices called wired equivalent privacy. That was still required in by the policy, which is almost like saying by policy even to make it less secure.
Right, yeah. And one of the another interesting tidbit in here was many agencies had insufficient practices for monitoring or conducting security assessment of those wireless networks. It seems like if you're going to have a wireless network, you need to really come in and do that assessment and to ensure that you're paying attention to this, to the security of this stuff.
Yes, and for wireless specifically, we also noticed that the guidance wasn't, I mean, for instance, NIST guidelines and all were not very detailed enough in terms of what they need to do. And that's why you'll see later on, if we get to talking about it, the recommendation to NIST was to develop more guidelines for, you know, for monitoring wireless networks.
Well, let's talk about it right now. You did make a couple of recommendations to NIST. Talk about those.
Okay, well, what we found is that one of the risks was this what we call dual-connected laptop, laptops with connections to the wired network while that wireless is also enabled.
Yeah.
And that's considered a risk. And so we were asking NIST to – there were no – you need to have some technical means of prohibiting that, and but agencies need some guidance to do it appropriately. And then we had something about more configurations, secure configurations of devices like BlackBerries or laptops. How should their settings be? Those are something that NIST can do. And then one way to how to do the best way to do the centralizing the management of wireless technologies in an agency. And finally, the last one was for criterias for how often should they do the security assessment for wireless network and what about the continuous monitoring of the wireless networks. And as you know, continuous monitoring is the latest buzz, you know, catchphrase from
right.
the security world.
Yeah.
And just guidance on how often should they do it, what should they use to do it, those are some things we found lacking. So we have been giving this recommendation through Secretary of Commerce to NIST, and they have agreed that they will do this, you know, the guidelines.
And one of the things, and I'm going to bring this full circle, because this is a lot more challenging today than it was when you first did your report in 2005, because so much of the evolution takes place in out there in the commercial world. Those people come in with their iPads and their iPhones and whatever, their i-whatevers, and they want to connect to the network, usually wirelessly. So this becomes something that's really important to look at, isn't it?
Yes. And by now, I mean, like we keep repeating all today's news, right? Google is saying they're going to the cloud apps and for their email.
Right, GSA, you know,
so yep. Everybody is, I mean, looks like government also is going to move towards that that front where you'll be moving around with your iPads and connecting to your network. So in that scenario, at some point, if you're doing real work and sensitive information is flowing through, of course, email will be one example already for agencies,
right.
Then you need to really pay attention to it. But that's why I was saying that although it's a little late, but it's probably the right time to focus on it because we are not there yet, and maybe with enough focus, we'll be able to make it more secure.
I'm out of time, but give people, if you have to give them one thing to look at, it would be what?
Well, I would say, you know, since our listening audience probably has wireless networks in their home, I would say when you're buying them, please make sure that they are conforming to the latest secure configurations called WPA2. That's supposed to be a very secure, strong, you know, encryption that you can apply. And that will be something that you can do at home networks for wireless, which will be helpful to you. Of course, agencies can use that too with their enterprise configuration.